Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Phillies rained out last night, trying to get two in today. Of course, we get the full NFL schedule by tonight. We know four Eagles games, and the Sixers with the number three overall pick in the draft. Big, big stuff to come. Hopefully, Daryl Morey, who's never had a top 10 pick, nails this one and gets a Sixers, a third young player to go along with Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCann. But I want to dive in today to a situation I think is worth monitoring. We brought it up a little bit at the end of the midday show yesterday. But, boy, there was a lot of drama coming out of Cincinnati yesterday. Trey Hendrickson, star pass rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals, coming off a 17.5 sack season. He wants a new contract, and the Cincinnati Bengals don't want to give him one, or at least have not shown that they want to give him one. In fact, this offseason, they spent paying their offensive guys, including both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. They seemingly don't have a long-term big money extension in the cards for Trey Hendrickson. And Hendrickson seems pretty steadfast at this point that he's not going to play on his current deal, that he's not going to play for the money he's owed this year, and he wants a new contract. And you listen to him yesterday talk about, things like respect, talk about things like, communication, talking about a threatening text to get, he'll get fined if he doesn't show up to minicamp that came in from his head coach, Zach Taylor. And the picture is painted here of a player and a team that are clearly headed for a divorce. It's pretty obvious to me that Trey Hendrickson and the Cincinnati Bengals are not going to be in this together for very much longer. The question is, can bygones be bygones for this year? Will he put his tail between his legs and just play, or is he prepared to hold out? And when asked yesterday about that, he said he wouldn't be standing here if he was going to play. So it sounds like that we're getting the beginnings of a holdout here for Trey Hendrickson. The last time we saw something to this effect, it was Hassan Reddick. And that ended up, obviously, with the New York Jets. I don't believe it really behooves players to hold out at this point anymore. The CBA is so restrictive to holdouts. If you hold out a full season, you don't accrue the season and the contract tolls. So, it really is, it's a power play to try to get the team to bend. And teams know if they just wait long enough, the player has to show back up. I mean, the team is an absolute power over this. Now, Hendrickson's play is standout. So, the Bengals need him, or would want him at least, on the field. So I think this is going to come to a head where the Bengals don't want to go without anything for the first 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season. Hendrickson doesn't want to lose checks. He doesn't want to lose money. He doesn't want to have to bluff that he's going to miss the entire season and probably tank his value into next season. He wants to play, but he also wants money now. So as I watch the situation play out, I think a trade away from Cincinnati is the most likely outcome. They just took a pass rusher in the first round. They just paid their offensive guys. They're not going to pay him. I mean, if the Bengals were going to pay Trey Hendrickson, this would have been done already. So this thing is over. But the guy's coming off of 17.5 sacks. He plays the run. He plays the pass. He's a stout defender. I've been a big fan of Trey Hendrickson for years. 30 years old, so right in that sweet spot of he's still got some time left, but he's not quite young, but he's not quite old. I love where he is in his career. And if I'm Howie Roseman and I'm the Eagles, I am monitoring this thing closely. Now, I know what you're saying, Joe. The Eagles don't have the money either. They didn't want to go after this guy or that guy or pay this guy. They let Josh Sweat go in free agency. They let Milt Williams go in free agency. They're not going to re-sign their own younger players to go out there and pay an older player that they also have to give up picks for. It just doesn't fit with seemingly what the Eagles are trying to do right now. And I totally understand that perspective. And there's logic to it, and I agree. This would be a departure from mostly what the Eagles have done this offseason. That's a fact. But sometimes opportunity cost changes, and the opportunity to go do something changes. Trey Hendrickson in March for a second-round pick and a big-money long-term extension didn't fit the Eagles' plans. Trey Hendrickson in August for a third- or fourth-round pick to rent for 1 year and you hope to convince him, and I'll talk about how in a second, to play 1 year out for the Eagles and how it would behoove his personal brand, his career, and his legacy. That's where my mind is right now. This is not about giving Trey Hendrickson a long-term deal. That's not my prerogative. My prerogative is to make the 2025 Eagles even better, to go from where they are now, which is a favorite to win the Super Bowl, and to get even better, to become a team that looks even stronger on the path to trying to repeat. A team that I believe is right up there atop the NFC with the Detroit Lions and with the Washington Commanders and with the Los Angeles Rams, to put that team above those teams again, the way they were last year. And Hendrickson could provide that. I believe the Eagles are very thin at edge. And when I say edge, I don't just mean third and seven coming off the edge to run after the quarterback. That's something Azeez Ojulari could do. I mean first and second down as well. Who's playing up front on first and second down for the Eagles? That is a question that needs to be answered. It's a question that was answered for 15 years and the most games in Eagles history when it came to Brandon Graham. He set the edge. He got after the quarterback. He put pressure. He did everything. The Eagles have a lot of pass rushers right now. I don't know how many edge players they have right now. And that concerns me heading into the season. And some of these edge guys, pass rushers, are unproven anyway. I mean, Bryce Huff was a disaster in his first year with the Eagles. Josh Uche bounced around the league last year and then arrived here in a one-year deal. So I'm looking at, in terms of things I could count on, I could count on Nolan Smith, but he's coming off an injury in the Super Bowl where he had to have surgery. I believe I could count on GLX Hunt, but how good is he? He was a third-round pick. And I believe if healthy, Azeez Ojulari could give some good snaps, but he's not a count-on guy yet. So how many count-on guys do I have? Not many. And that's a hugely important position. Josh Sweat was a count-on guy. Brandon Graham was a count-on guy. I could count on them to do their job, be in the right spot, stop the run, and go after the quarterback. And we don't have enough of those guys right now in tow on this football team. Trey Hendrickson, he's a count-on guy. He's a guy you could count on to go and get after the quarterback and also stop the run. 17 and a half sacks last year. The guy's up to 77 sacks in his career. This guy's been a standout player, an all-pro player. So I'm very interested. The other thing before I give you how I think the Eagles can make this happen without upsetting the apple cart of their offseason. The way I see this going down and the way I think it could go down if it's not the Eagles. Let's say you say, Joe, this is not going to happen. Eagles aren't going to call. Move on. Okay, we'll play out your way. If it doesn't happen, if the Eagles don't investigate the Trey Hendrickson thing and we get to August and the Bengals do decide to trade him and the Eagles are out, start going through the list of teams that you think would be willing to either rent him and hope to keep him happy for a year or trade for him and sign him to a long-term deal. If you're going to the rented category, I think it's pretty obvious the Detroit Lions are a premium rent team. They're a team that could rent him and put him on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson if you have the most fearsome pass rush combination off the edge in the NFL. That's number one. If you're looking for a trade for an extend team, I got two, both in the NFC as well. I think the Green Bay Packers stand out as one because they're good knock rate on defense and they have poured a lot of young resources into their offense. And I think the Washington Commanders stand out as the obvious and number one team to trade for and extend Trey Hendrickson and give him what he wants. The Commanders did not have a great edge rush last year. It was more by committee. It was more by scheme. They spent this offseason upgrading their offensive line through Larry Tunsil, and Connerly, the offensive lineman in the draft. They went and got a wide receiver, Debo Samuel, and they drafted a corner. The one spot that they needed to improve that they really did not was the edge rush, and Hendrickson still floats out there. So if you want to deal with them in a playoff game against the Lions, but Hutchinson on one side and Hendrickson on the other, you know, go for it. Be my guest. I don't want to deal with that. If you want to deal with it in Washington and have him chase down Jalen Hurts, I don't want to deal with that either. So those are the two teams I think are the most likely. I'll even throw Carolina in there because they went, and then they did draft some pass rushers a little bit later in the draft, not first round, but Carolina certainly is trying to improve their defense. But those are teams, but the contenders really, Detroit, Green Bay, and Washington, teams the Eagles may have to contend with and deal with to get to the Super Bowl, all strike me as the kind of teams that could do this for Trey Hansen. So if the Eagles pass up this opportunity, someone else could jump at the opportunity. That's number one. The second thing is, I think there's a path here for the Eagles, and it won't require a lot. And all it would have to do is just have good emotional intelligence and good smarts from the front office, which we know they have. So Hendrickson is due $21 million this season. That's obviously below market value for a player of his ilk. Again, he had 17 and a half sacks last year. And now we're in a world where the best pass rusher in the NFL are getting $40 million. You know, we just saw Myles Garrett get $40-plus million on his contract. Micah Parsons, when he's going to get paid, whether it be this summer or during the season or after next season, that number is going to start with a four as well, and I think he'll leapfrog Myles Garrett. We're talking about edge rushers now getting upwards of 40, and it probably will go to $45 million per year when Micah Parsons signs. If I was Hendrickson, I would also feel underpaid by my team. So if I'm the Eagles, here's what I'm doing. I'm calling up the Bengals, and I'm saying, listen, you got a problem. I have a lot of picks for next year. I have a need here. We'll take them off your hands. And I would give them a third-round pick today to rent Trey Hendrickson for a year. You know, you go back to 2017. The Eagles trade a third-round pick and Jordan Matthews to get Ronald Darby, a missing piece on a Super Bowl defense. You go back a couple years ago, they trade a fifth-round pick to rent C.J. G.J. The Eagles are not – they're not averse to paying – somewhat premium prices to rent players, because those are rentals. I mean, that's what that was. I mean, they were renting those players, especially the CJ GJ. He was a free agent and left after that season. So if it's about this year, they'll rent a player. And I think a third-round pick for a rental is pretty steep. They did the same thing for Golden Tate back in 2018. That didn't really work. They tried to move the team from a two tight end set to a three wide receiver set on the fly. Didn't really work, but Golden Tate did have a big catch in the playoff game in Chicago against the Bears in the double doink game. But the point is, the Eagles will rent players when they're in a window to win. And this would be a rental. I'm not going to give him the long-term deal. So you say, all right, well, then what? Because if he's disgruntled, he's holding out in Cincinnati, why would he not be disgruntled and hold out in Philadelphia? He very well could. And that's why I want to adjust this contract. The Eagles have $25 million in cap space this year. I know cap space could roll over, and really they're saving that for next year. But 25? It's one thing to save 10. It's one thing to save 15. They're $25 million under the cap. They just saved $4 million on the Dallas Goedert restructure. I want to reinvest that money in Trey Hendrickson. So Trey Hendrickson makes $21 million this year. It is below standard for the edge rusher of his caliber. So how about the Eagles trade a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson and say, hey, Trey, listen, we know you're upset. We know you're not feeling valued. Right now, we don't have the wherewithal to hand out a long-term deal. Now, we'll talk about that next offseason. You could come here to Philadelphia. You could be on the best defense in the NFL. You could play next to Jalen Carter. We go back to the Super Bowl. You're on high-profile games all the time. You're going to have a big year. You're going to have double-digit sacks. And look what happened to our guys last year. Look what happened to Milton Williams. Look what happened to Josh Sweat. Look at the money those guys got after playing and winning here. That could be you. In the meantime, we're going to raise you up to $31 million. We're going to add $10 million to your contract for this year. We're going to rip it up and give you a one-year, $31 million deal. Why not? What is the downside? What is the downside of the Eagles using their cap, which they have expertly crafted to keep extra cap space? What is the downside to using one of their million picks for next year to try to win now? Now, will he be totally happy? Probably not. He still wants the security of long-term deal. I get that. I mean, I totally understand where he's coming from. But at some point, he, like Hassan Reddick and every other, you know, guy that holds out in the last 10 years, realizes the same thing. I'm probably not going to win this. If the team doesn't want to pay me, nothing I could do could change their mind. And the Bengals will have traded him, and the Eagles will have said, this is what we were offering. And I believe Trey Hendrickson will look at it and say, all right, 31 for this year. That's now my base level of compensation. I'm a $31 million player instead of a $21 million player. $31 million, and I get to play for the Eagles. And they're showing me some love here that the Bengals wouldn't even do that for me. I'm going to go ball out for the Eagles for a year. I'm going to get double-digit sacks. I'm going to enter free agency next year. You know, with three straight, maybe 17 and a half sack seasons, I'm going to be in a Super Bowl again. And I'm going to collect next offseason as a free agent where the whole league could bid on me. Would he accept it? I think he would. I think if you bump his salary up by $10 million, put him in the $30 million plus range, There's not many pass rushers making more than that. He could look at himself and say, I'm on the same par now as Crosby and those guys. And I think he'd be content for a year playing for a contender. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm calling the Bengals, and I have this idea in mind. Third-round pick, and my extra cap room goes to Trey Hanks. But I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.